the I Make a Difference podcast, an adventure of exploration of your human self, the conditioned and unhealed parts of you, and your true self, the natural, real, and powerful you. A pathway where you unravel, heal, and uncover on your journey back to you. Hi, I'm Melinda Cates and I'm your host, and welcome to the I Make a Difference podcast. Last episode we explored what were the decisions your soul made prior to becoming your human self and experiencing the human journey and adventure. This week we're going to look at what is it that distinguishes and differentiates your human self from your soul self. So one of the things that happens for us when we do take on human form and begin our journey and adventure as our human self is that we experience a form of soul amnesia. And what that means is that we have no conscious memory of our previous lives. We have no consciousness of what it's like being our soul. We don't have consciousness around our connection to our soul. But we do express our soul, and we express it in the qualities and the attributes that are natural to us. We express it in the truth that we speak. We express it in the goodness and the purity of who we are. However, there are some individuals who, through the evolvement of the human self, have put their hand up to come onto this earth where they actually do have that soul connection consciousness. And those individuals have been termed the indigo children, based on the colour of their aura, and also the rainbow and the crystal children. And these individuals came in with an awareness and consciousness of who their soul self is, what their past lives are. They came in with clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient ability. They came in with the ability to know and read what was happening for individuals from a human perspective and their emotions, as well as what was going on for them physically. They came in with a healing abilities that were natural to our soul self, and they came in with a very strong knowing. So there was a degree of not fitting in to this human world. There was a degree of not accepting some of the ways of the human life, but their role was to help the human self and mankind to evolve and to be able to develop our soul consciousness. So for some of you, you will have brought that consciousness into the human processes that I'm about to explore that differentiates our human self from our soul self. And that consciousness and awareness is part of what your evolvement is as a soul in a human body. So the first area that is unique to being human is our intellect. Our intellect is a place of processing, where we analyze things, rationalize things, need to look for evidence of things, for it to be real and to be justified, where we conceptualize things, where we work through step by step methodically what's required in order for certain things to happen or to come to certain conclusions. And our intellect processing is very valuable for our human life because it's the science, the engineering, the mathematics. It is being able to put together logical sequences of things so that we can take creative ideas and inspiration and turn it into something practical. To also be able to justify and explain things for our human selves to be able to accept them. Because as your soul self, you just know things and you don't need evidence in order to know it, to trust it, And believing in it isn't even an issue or a consideration because you know it. So in human form, because of the fact that we also have other areas of processing that can bring doubt to some of what we see, some of what we hear, some of what we experience, some of what we're told, our intellect supports us to have black and white reasoning, fact, truth in some cases, but truth continues to change at times, so that we can accept certain things or reject certain things. But I must say, intellect is really valuable for human involvement from the perspective of developing machinery, developing devices, developing vaccines, developing, you know, just even building a house and doing electrical work and putting your plumbing in. It is a valuable part of being human, but it can also be a suppressor and a protector in our processing and our involvement. And I will come to that in another episode. The other area of our human self that's unique is emotions. Emotions are not part of our soul self because our soul self has states of being. Love, in its purest form, is a state of being, a state of unconditional acceptance and connection. Whereas love in human form has highs and lows to it. You see, because in your natural soul state, which you do bring with you into this human form, is you will be expressing love because it's a natural state of being, you're sharing that. But the moment you perhaps don't receive it back, the moment it is made wrong or judged, that is not a natural response that you would get in a soul form. That creates a distortion in the energy exchange that's happening. And it results in a lack of and an impact on you where you feel hurt. And so emotional processing begins to happen. And the lows you experience are attached to the lack that you go through. The lows of feeling unloved is because of the lack of it that you've had. And then when you do receive it, you go to the extreme highs. But as you evolve and heal your emotional hurts and your lack of, you don't experience the lows and the highs anymore because you have healed and filled those lows. So there's no need for the highs to happen. And what starts happening is the emotions dilute and they become natural states of being instead. Passion's another example of this. Why is it that we experience periods of time where we feel passionate about what we're doing? We feel that burst of energy and the absolute love of what we're focused on and involved in. So for us to feel that at that point in time means the rest of the time when we're not feeling passionate, we're not doing what we love. We're not doing what we know is right for us. We have suppressed doing right by us and doing the right thing for us. And when we do find moments or days or focuses for a period of time where we are doing what is right for us, then the energy unlocks and starts flowing within us and allowing that natural energy, creativity, and ability to flow through because we're doing what is right by us. So when you heal, unravel, and evolve, part of the process is you grow your awareness and your ability to do what's right by you more and more every moment of your life. So it stops being passion and just doing what is right by you. The next area that differentiates our human self from our soul self is our sensing. Our sensing is a tool and a process that our human form uses to be able to tangibly pick up on what is going on around us, to be able to pick up on what's happening in environments, but most importantly, to pick up on human processing. You see, our soul doesn't need our sensing process because our soul is connected to everything, so it just knows. But for a human being to just know, we haven't quite reached fully that level of evolvement in the human race. That is what we are working towards, reconnecting to, and building that trust of our knowing again. Because as children, we were connected to our soul's knowing, but we learned not to trust it. So our sensing allows us to do what our knowing does in terms of picking up the energy coming off other people and what's going on for them. Sensing their emotions and how they're feeling emotionally. And you can even pick up the physiological sensations of a person's emotions, their intentions, and where they're actually coming from in relation to what they're saying and they're doing. We pick up on people's thoughts. We pick up on their physical state, where they may be feeling pain, what the energy of their physical body's like, whether they're tired. And what we sense, we take that information and we process it through our solar plexus area where our sensing is. In some cases, we may actually take on board what we've sensed, which is part of our human processing where we have emotional attachments to what we're sensing. We will explore that in another episode because otherwise I'll be overloading you. You also can experience your sensing being conditioned. Your sensing can change from being purely getting insight into what's going on for other people around you so that you can be informed and make choices that support you in how you interact or approach or deal with what you've sensed, to where you're sensing out of protection, out of lack of trust, and out of need to be safe and secure. So your whole sensing process can be distorted and changed. Then we go to another area that is unique to being human, and that's our physiological responses. Our physiological responses are things like shortness of breath when we feel emotion. It can be increased heartbeat rate. It can be sweating. It can be butterflies in the stomach. It can be palpitations. It can be tingling in parts of your body. Your physiological responses are indicators that you have something else going on in your being that needs attention. And more often than not, your physiological responses are aligned to your emotions. So they're a brilliant indicator that you have an area to look at and work with for healing emotionally. Then we get to the most obvious area that differentiates our human self from our soul self, our physical body. Without our physical body, we are not on this earth having the human experience. And the human experience, as we've already talked about, so that your human self can evolve, so that you are a soul in a human body. People, please look after those bodies. They are so valuable and important to what we experience, how we experience it, to our evolvement. And our physical bodies are a beautiful message provider of areas for us to actually grow, to heal, to unravel, and to uncover. And the more you can listen to and work with your body, the more you help it heal, help it regenerate, and help the journey of the physical being be a more comfortable and easier one. Then the next area, our energy. And this is the energy attached to our emotions, the energy attached to our physical being, to our intellectual processing, and our sensing. When you are soul conscious and being your natural and true self, your energy in all of those areas just flows fluidly and naturally. However, due to our conditioning, due to our hurt and lack of, we learn to block our energy, to hold our energy, to suppress it, to give it away, and to allow it to be drained. The more you can be aware of all of these areas of your human self, build friends with them, get to know them, grow your acceptance and love of them, the more you're going to be able to work with them to hear the messages they are sending you, to be able to help unravel the thoughts, the beliefs, the conditioning around how you express yourself verbally and writing and body language, how you behave, your reactions. The more you're going to be able to heal any mental anguish, the emotions, change the process of how you manage your sensory process, heal the physical body and your energy and your physiological responses. And the more you're going to be able to connect to and strengthen the connection of and uncover your soul and all the beautiful aspects of yourself. And the more you clear that pathway to your soul, and the more you work with all of your human processes, the more you open up the pathway to your soul consciousness. So I encourage you, take some time and take your awareness to your intellect. What does it feel like? What do you experience? What do you notice about it? Then move to your emotions and spend a week exploring those. Then to your sensing and see how your process works and how you receive information, how you pick it up, and what you do around processing it. And then your physical body, your physiological responses, and your energy. Because the more you give focus to particular areas, the more familiar you become with them, the more comfortable you become with them, and the more you're going to be able to identify, as we progress through the episodes, areas for unraveling, for healing, and for uncovering. So until our next episode, may you make a difference to your human self by allowing yourself to explore all of the elements that you experience in this human life as you evolve and become a soul in a human body.